It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Caitlin Kozad.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I'm your host, Caitlin Kozad, and for today's program, we are providing an update on the novel coronavirus known as COVID-19. Joining me this morning is Dr. Jeremy Anderson, orthopedic surgeon and medical staff president at Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Dr. Anderson, along with all our physicians that serve at Good Shepherd, are keeping a pulse on current information and best practice for patient care during the novel coronavirus pandemic. Today, we will update you on all things COVID-19, what Good Shepherd is doing to prepare and provide care during this pandemic, and what our patients and community members can expect as we journey through the phases to reopen more services. Dr. Anderson, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here and excited to update our community on the COVID virus.
So, Dr. Anderson, tell us about your background and how many years you've been practicing as an orthopedic surgeon.
I'm a board-certified orthopedic surgeon. It's been my honor to practice here in my home of Hermiston for 15 years. Prior to that, I was in the U.S. Army, also working as an orthopedic surgeon. For the last 7 years, I've been employed by Good Shepherd Medical Center and incorporated my practice of Advanced Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Hermiston is the town I've lived in the longest, and it is truly my home, and it's been a pleasure to make many friends here and to take care of your needs.
Oh, wonderful. We're so happy you've been here with us, Dr. Anderson, and it has been a pleasure getting to know you and your team at Good Shepherd since you have joined us there. So how long have you been the medical staff president and chief medical officer at Good Shepherd? And explain your important role as our physician leader.
I've been the medical staff president for 2 years. Prior to that, I was also in our medical staff executive committee for the previous 4 years. It's a very important committee for our community in that not only it ensures that our doctors are practicing safe health care, but more importantly, we protect the health and safety of our community members.
Absolutely. I imagine with your level of experience and knowledge in healthcare that you've dealt with some, if not many, forms of crisis management. So what has it been like leading the COVID-19 response at Good Shepherd?
It's been exhilarating and frustrating. It's been really nice to work with all of our administration and all of the leaders at the hospital to prepare for the possibility of a surge of the virus and to take care of our community. However, it's been a bit frustrating and happily frustrating that we haven't had that many cases to worry about. But really, it's been amazing to see everybody pull together and work through a time of crisis.
I couldn't agree more. I think you stated all of that very well, and I agree. So with Governor Brown's recent order for hospitals in Oregon to resume non-urgent elective surgeries and procedures, and President Trump's guidelines for reopening America, can you give us an overview of the phases Good Shepherd has prepared for reopening services?
Yes, absolutely. We actually began phase one on last Friday on May 1st in alignment with the governor's orders. This allowed us to resume elective and some non-emergent procedures. What this really means is that in compliance with the governor's phase one's orders is that we are able to operate at no more than 50% of our pre-COVID-19 elective procedures in order to meet the algorithm for preserving staff resources such as personal protective equipment and to meet the capacity needs for a potential surge in patients due to COVID. As part of these requirements, we are required to have a 14-day supply of personal protective equipment. Fortunately, we're lucky enough to have a supply of 30 days at the present time. Another requirement is that we have adequate testing capacity and ability to receive these results within 4 days. currently, our testing turnaround is about 2 days. So far, we have conducted about 401 COVID-19 tests, 37 of which resulted in confirmed positives. These tests represent not just Good Shepherd's patients, but also from the local providers in the area. It is important to mention that the testing results we report may not be reflected in the Unimicotila County's public health data they release, since some patients we provide care for may not be residents of Umatilla County.
Right.
There are also data reporting requirements for our hospitals across Oregon, and we have been in full compliance with this. This reporting will certainly help us deal with COVID in the near future and other pandemics in the long term.
Absolutely. I know there's been a lot of requirements to fill out many of these data sources, and that can be cumbersome for our leadership. And I did learn that they've kind of reduced that down to one avenue or source where we are submitting data, which has been very helpful. So, Dr. Anderson, how do community members know if their procedures and visits that were previously postponed are ready to move forward?
Well, first and foremost, the phase guidelines are outlined at the Oregon Health Association website. So if you have access to that, you can take a look at it and see and get a general idea of when your procedure will be done. Basically, in phase one, it is limited to those that do not have other core morbidities, are under the age at our hospital of 65. So what will happen is, as we've opened with phase one, we know we have a backlog of surgical procedures, radiologic procedures that need to be done. Each physician's office has that list, and they will be contacting you. I know for my office, we have been contacting anyone that has elective procedures that fall within the guidelines and getting you scheduled for surgery. Those that are meet phase two will get their phone calls as soon as we can move ahead.
Fantastic. And how is Good Shepherd determining what cases and visits are able to occur with the limitation of 50% of our prior volume set forth by the Oregon Health Authority for phase one?
Right. So part of our requirements was that we had to have a chief medical officer and a group to review all cases to make sure that they do fall within the guidelines. This is a little bit onerous, but it also is intended to protect the patients coming into the hospital as well as the healthcare providers. So therefore, our group reviews pretty much every case. We have to make sure it falls within the guidelines, and if it does, we certainly will approve those procedures.
Fantastic. So if community members have a question about their care, they should absolutely call their provider's office, right?
Yes, absolutely. All the provider's office know that people will be calling with questions. We want to talk to you. We also know that sometimes the answering machine systems are cumbersome. Please leave a message and we will get back to you. Your continued health and getting back to normal medical care is of very much importance to us.
Yes, and it's so helpful to know that there is a great team in place with you at the head to, you know, prioritize and be able to help our community members that need care. So it's important to note that we want to remind our community that despite this pandemic we are facing, you should not delay your need for emergency care. Our hospital is here for all our community's emergency care needs per usual, and our emergency room is open 24 hours. We have safety precautions in place to protect our staff and patients that are seeking care, and need you to remember that if a medical emergency arises, please do come in and or dial 911.
One of the biggest concerns we've seen with this epidemic is people that really need care are not seeking care. We've had several incidences in our hospital where people stayed at home and did not get emergency care until it was almost too late. Even though it looks a little bit scary to come to the hospital, I want to reassure you that our hospital is not infested with COVID. Currently, we have no COVID patients in our hospital. If you need emergent medical care, please come to the hospital. And just as Caitlin mentioned, we have adequate protection policies in place to keep you safe.
Yes, and we know how to prepare for, a potential surge. We've been planning for this for, many weeks now, and we have a great team in place and many excellent precautions. So please do come in. So let's talk about these safety measures. We want to assure our community that it is safe to come in and to receive care at Good Shepherd. So will you summarize some of the safety precautions Good Shepherd has implemented to protect our patients and staff, and what our patients should expect when they arrive to campus?
Currently, our hospital is following all of the guidelines set forth by the multiple government agencies that have set forth, and this is mainly to keep both our healthcare workers and the patients safe when they come to the hospital. So there's some things you'll notice. That currently, there is a no visitor policy, with few exceptions. Obviously, there are cases where you must be with your family member. We look at these on a case-by-case basis. So it is for your protection that there's no visitation, but there will be exceptions made. Just let us know if you feel that's one of those exceptions. You also notice at the hospital that there is restricted access. As we move into further phases, this access will be opened up more. Currently, you're required to go through certain doors and be screened for both the temperature and with medical questions, and this is for your safety. We have an incident command team comprised of our administration and many other people in the hospital. We meet frequently to address any problems and to address any changes in the COVID status or recommendations. We have a stepladder system of response actions based on the number of COVID-19 cases that present to us, and we have prepared diligently for potential surge in cases. Our team of physicians and healthcare professionals are very well prepared. We have implemented testing protocols for all staff, which includes tracing and informing our employees if they were in contact with a positive COVID-19 patient. All the staff are educated on the requirements to self-isolate before returning to work.
Yes, excellent. Thank you for summarizing all of those precautions we have in place. So I learned that you are part of the statewide CMO, or Chief Medical Officer Network, Dr. Anderson, along with many other CMOs across the state of Oregon. What has that been like, serving in that capacity, and what can you share with us about the important work you are all doing collaboratively?
It's been fantastic. So the chief medical officer at all hospitals is a physician who has somewhat of a administrative status as well. We meet via internet twice a week and discuss problems on a medical basis. The nice part about this is our chief member of this reports directly to the governor. And so be assured that a lot of these guidelines that are being implemented do come from actual physicians and not just politicians. So it's been a great meeting, and there's been a lot of great input.
Fantastic. That's very comforting to hear. So let's look at current numbers that have been reported at our county level and state level, which are provided by Umatilla County Public Health, as many of you know, and the Oregon Health Authority. So as of yesterday, the Oregon Health Authority reported 2,817 positive cases and 113 deaths in the state of Oregon. Umatilla County currently has 73 positive cases, three of which are hospitalized, and unfortunately one reported death. It's important to note that 39 of these positive cases have already recovered at home, which is excellent news. So, Dr. Anderson, we are seeing many news sources, especially more recently, claiming that Umatilla County is now experiencing a surge. They're actually using that term in COVID-19 cases, and how our county is quickly becoming an epicenter is another term they use. Are these kinds of headlines accurate and representative when one considers the population in our county?
I don't think they're accurate at all, and it's a little bit disturbing. Certainly, as we do more testing, we're going to have more positive cases. Remember, of these 73 positive cases, many were asymptomatic. I don't think we have a surge. Examples of this is that many physicians are having to take time off because they aren't busy enough. We have furloughed a large number of our nurses at the hospital because we simply aren't busy. So the bottom line is, I don't think we're having a surge. You will see the numbers go up, but I think this is mostly due to testing that has been increased.
Absolutely. And I want to add, too, that we've been so blessed at Good Shepherd and fortunate in that, you know, when Dr. Anderson stated that several of our nurses have been furloughed, fortunately, it was voluntary. And that is a wonderful thing that those nurses were agreeable and decided to do that kind of on their own terms, which was great. So hopefully by now, many of our community members have learned how this virus spreads and how to protect themselves. But we thought we'd give you a brief reminder based on Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. So the virus is thought to spread mainly from person to person. between people who are in close contact with one another, so within about 6 feet, through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can land in the mouths or noses of people who are nearby, maybe even the eyes, or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. It's also confirmed that it can be spread through contact with surfaces or objects. So let's talk about asymptomatic cases and what that means. I know Dr. Anderson touched on that briefly. Can someone spread the virus without actually showing signs of being sick?
Let me interject there, Caitlin. There's a lot of misinformation out there from our media. This is not a magic virus. It doesn't leap over tall buildings. It doesn't go through walls. You should live your life in a normal, safe fashion. Wash your hands, wear a mask if you feel like you should to protect others, and practice the appropriate social distancing. But it's very important for your health to get out, get some fresh air, not be in your home all the time, and do other things. Yes, as Caitlin was about to mention, there are asymptomatic people walking around. We don't know how contagious you are when you're asymptomatic, which is why we have social distancing, which is why we ask you to wear a mask. But the bottom line is, just be smart and you'll be okay.
Yeah, so go into detail, Dr. Anderson, about how it is important for us to each do our part and respect the governor's order for now to stay home when sick.
Well, we had a goal initially to flatten the curve. I think we've done a great job of flattening the curve. Mm-hmm. The other part of flattening the curve was to preserve our personal protective equipment that we have, and also to let the hospitals get ready in case there was a surge. I will assure you that our hospital and every other hospital in Oregon is ready if there is a surge.
Yes, so we've done a great job so far moving through to our phase one reopening of services. So can you explain, Dr. Anderson, what we can expect as we continue to move through these phases?
As we discussed earlier, in phase one, we're trying to do about 50% of our previous volume with some restrictions with people with comorbidities and certain ages. We anticipate that we'll be able to move into phase two relatively quickly, which will allow us to provide a lot more services and up to about 75% of our previous goals. In phase one, we're trying not to treat any patients that will require things like a transfusion, inpatient stay, long-term care facilities. In phase two, we should be able to do things that do require transfusions or inpatient stays. For me personally, this will mean that we can start doing joint replacements again, and will allow a lot of procedures to open up for other surgeons as well.
Yes, so our state and the Oregon Health Authority are preparing those specific guidelines for phase two as we speak, and we're hopeful to move into the next phase in a short amount of time here. So as a reminder, let's talk about what community members should do if they feel ill and or suspect that they may have COVID-19. Hopefully many of you are already privy to this information, but if you are medically stable, we do advise that you should stay home if you have flu-like symptoms. But we want you to monitor yourself And if you begin to develop more acute symptoms, such as fever, coughing, and shortness of breath, or you believe you may have been exposed to coronavirus, you should call ahead to your primary care provider as soon as possible, which helps to determine the most appropriate care. You should call Umatilla County Public Health at 541-278-5432, and or you can dial the Oregon Health Authority's hotline, which is 211, but you must do this from a cell phone, not a landline. And of course, you should call 911 for a medical emergency. Those are very important reminders. So, to help prevent the spread of misinformation, what organization should we seek accurate information from? These would be sources like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, the Oregon Health Authority, the Umatilla County Public Health's website and Facebook page, Good Shepherd's website and Facebook page, and also the World Health Organization. So all of these sources have accurate and confirmed information, and it's important to stay away from speculative and unconfirmed sources, and keep in mind that information is changing fairly quickly. So a few things I want to mention on Good Shepherd's behalf, in case the community is wondering. Our cafeteria and gift shop will remain closed to the public through phase one, and we are assessing which phase to reopen them depending if our visitation policy changes. Now, if you are a patient in Good Shepherd at this time, you are able to utilize the cafeteria because we definitely have patients coming in that may have been fasting or something like that and would like to eat as soon as possible. So our education department, they have scheduled activities that were suspended or postponed through May 1st, but now they're looking at scheduling many of them virtually for our community. So be on the lookout for that. If you have a question about upcoming education department classes or meetings, please call 541-667-3509. Our Good Shepherd Home medical equipment is open for all your medical equipment needs, and we are encouraging patients to call ahead for inventory checks, payment, and to even arrange for curbside pickup. They are located at 435 Northwest 11th Street, and to call ahead, you can dial 541-667-3477. Good Shepherd's Pharmacy is also providing free prescription delivery services to our patient's household, which is awesome. We're very excited about this. Patients can call the pharmacy at 541-667-3652 to request this service and make arrangements. For those patients who would like to utilize curbside delivery at the pharmacy, they are welcome to park at the curb closest to the pharmacy, which is entrance C, and call ahead for curbside delivery of their prescriptions. Another thing I wanted to mention is a current health topic, of course, with this pandemic, which is mental health care, dealing with stress, anxiety, and even depression. So here's some of the things that Good Shepherd would recommend that our community take advantage of. If you haven't heard already, we have Prescription Trails. This is a very amazing website that community members can go to. It's www.walkrxtrails.com. This is where you guys can see local trails around our county that include wheelchair accessible trails along with wheelchair charging stations. It also identifies like the distances for each trail, where they start and end, and much more. So it's a great resource. We're also encouraging for our staff members check-ins with one another, team huddles, utilization of employee assistance benefits that we have for free and confidential counseling. And of course, we're just encouraging all of us to utilize, you know, virtual visits with your loved ones and stay in contact that way.
Regarding mental health, luckily we live in Eastern Oregon. We have social distancing kind of put upon us. So please, don't stay inside your houses. We have wonderful weather. We have wonderful places to walk. We have lots of things you can do outside. Please get out and do it. It's healthy for you. Fresh air is good for you. And we're even seeing a lot of studies that show warm sunlight is detrimental to this virus.
Yes.
We would like to thank our community. They have been so supportive to us and the generosity they've given in many ways, especially regarding personal protective equipment. We have been blessed to have been given several different types of personal protective equipment from our community members and local businesses. We just want to let you know how appreciative we are. Just so you know, personal protective equipment includes the following items: different types of masks, non-latex gloves, gowns, and hand sanitizer.
Yes, we're very appreciative for the many donations that Good Shepherd has received. We would like to welcome anyone who would like to donate cloth masks. This seems to be something that our healthcare system is in need of at this time. And yes, if our community members are interested in donating any PPE or even cloth masks at this time, if you're savvy in how to make cloth masks at home, we would really appreciate donations such as that. And you can contact our main line at the hospital to get in touch with individuals to have a safe handoff of those donations. So hopefully this information has been very helpful for our community members today. And I would like to just add that today is National Nurses Day and the beginning of National Nurses Week, and the World Health Organization has dedicated this year as the Year of the Nurse. So we'd like to give a special thanks to all of our nurses on the front lines and their support staff as well, as all of us have together as one unit saved many lives. And I'd just like to add that we're a caring group of professionals at Good Shepherd, and we have prepared diligently for this pandemic, and we are so excited to be reopening services to our community along with the guidelines that have been given to us. So, Dr. Anderson, would you like to add anything?
Thank you, Caitlin, for having me. It's really good to talk to our community. Probably the most important takeaway from this is I want people to understand that the hospital is a safe place to go. And more importantly, if you are sick, please seek care. Nationally, we see the numbers of heart attacks, strokes, all other diseases being reported as almost 50% less than normal. We know this is not happening. We know what's happening is that people are not seeking care. So please, if you're sick, whether it's COVID or any other disease, please seek care. We want to keep you safe, and we want to take care of you.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson. If you are just joining us, we have been talking about the novel coronavirus known as COVID-19 and providing our listeners with an update on what Good Shepherd is doing as we move through the phase guidelines for reopening non-urgent procedures and healthcare visits that were previously postponed. We just heard from Dr. Jeremy Anderson, orthopedic surgeon and medical staff president at Good Shepherd Healthcare System. He's given us great perspective on current happenings at Good Shepherd and what our patients and community members should expect when they are seeking healthcare during this pandemic. We have a caring community of healthcare professionals at Good Shepherd, and we want the best outcomes for our patients and employees, so we are always striving to deliver care in a safe, efficient, and compassionate way. Dr. Anderson, thanks so much for being here with us today. Our community appreciates all of the work of our doctors, nurses, and their support teams.
Thank you so much for having me. It is truly an honor to take care of the citizens of Umatilla County and Hermiston.
This is Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. Thank you for joining us, and be safe.